I've seen some pretty towns. Best you could say I've been around. Found no place to settle down. There is a land. Oh, I'm just
song service.
Yes.
Want to be just like the Lord, and as just like that baby eagle in the eagle's nest when mama comes up there and begins to swing those big wide wings. You look up at that and say, you know, I want to be like that. I see what God did through the prophets and did through Brother Brown's life, and I see those great big wings flapping, and I just say, Lord, just use me like that. You know, use me in a way that I can touch lives for His kingdom. So, I didn't get the prayer request in time. Brother Richard is sick today, so we want to remember him. I'm sure he'd appreciate our prayers. And so we just want to remember that as we get into the service, as we pray here in just a moment, just ask the Lord to touch him. We're going to open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Everybody thawed out yet? We got a new heater the other day to help us warm the place up, and I was bragging about how well it would heat the place and so quickly, but this morning when I came in here, it took every bit of the morning just to get it to where it is now. So anyway, it's been really cold. It's 7 degrees here this morning. I don't know, some of the other places was probably a little bit colder, but but anyway, we're getting all warmed up now, so we appreciate the Lord's goodness to us. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. Paul says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. How many things are become new? Right? Amen. And all things are of God. How much is of God? In this new birth, this new experience that we have in the Lord, where all things are new, all things are of God, not just part of it. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then let's open our Bibles to St. John chapter 17, verse 14 through 18. This is the Lord speaking. He says, he's praying. He says, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Amen? You believe it?
Yeah.
Let's bow our hearts to him. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning in service, Lord, knowing that we are a blessed people, Lord, to have the freedoms in this land to gather, worship you, and have a desire, have a place to come. We're such blessed people, and what a privilege it is, Lord, to be able to give honor and praise to you, have a voice to be able to do it. We thank you for this opportunity today, and we ask God that you would come and take this time and redeem it, and use us as your people, Lord, to speak and hear and act out everything that you would desire to be acted out this morning. We ask God that you help us, and Lord, we also pray for Brother Richard as he's not feeling well today. We ask God that you would go to him and let the benefits of Calvary, Lord, touch him and make him well. We ask, Lord, that you would make such a change in his feeling right now that he would even look at the clock and notice the time and know that prayer has been made by your people, Lord. Not to give glory and honor to us, but to give honor and glory to you as one who answers the prayers of your people as you promised. We ask that you would help us this morning in this service, Lord. We commit it all into your hands and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can be seated. You know, the scripture tells us that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, right? And so, for the believer, if God's word says it, that should settle it, right? It should be what settles it. It shouldn't be anything else that we look to find out how things are going to go or what it's going to be like. So the Word of God settles it. So we read in the Scriptures here, and I want to talk to you this morning about ambassadors for Christ. I mean, he knows that we are ambassadors for Christ.
Yeah. Right.
So we find out that an ambassador, when the Scriptures, we read it there, that God has reconciled the world to himself. So he has went through all the efforts, and through Christ Jesus, he's done what it took to reconcile humanity back to him. And you know, there's a blood covering over the earth right now. And even the sinners out on the street, God looks at them through the blood, right? But there's coming a time when that blood veil is going to be gone. And then where does the person stand? And so we have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and all his provisions and be hid in him when that time comes. Because when that blood goes away, if we're not in Christ Jesus, then judgment comes, right? And so God did everything that it needed to be done in order to reconcile the world back to himself, that he might be able to, in other words, the bone to pick that he had, we have a phrase like that, I have a bone to pick with you. Yep. The bone he had to pick with humanity, he took care of that. So he made it so that humanity could come back into fellowship with him and there wouldn't be any problem. Yep. So he has reconciled the world to himself by Jesus Christ. And so the Scripture said, we have been given the responsibility to go tell the world what has happened. That ministry of reconciliation, as Paul said it, that God has reconciled the world to himself, that ministry and that act, we have been given that ministry to go and tell the world what the Lord has done.
Right.
What a message to actually be able to go and tell humanity that if they accept the blood of Jesus Christ, then the sin question is over with.
Yeah.
And to tell them that they don't, like last week we had communion, and walk out of here totally, completely, everything under the blood, and just clean, and know that you could just stand in the presence of God. And that's the way it is. We're supposed to be that way daily. But to know that, and so to be able to go and tell humanity, you know what, the blood of Jesus Christ has taken away your sins. If you accept it, then you can have these blessings. That's what kind of ministry has been given to us, the ministry of reconciliation. So in doing this, God has made us ambassadors for Christ Jesus to bring the message of reconciliation, the message of good news to the human race. That's what he's given us. And he's made us ambassadors. Now, an ambassador represents a kingdom, right? An ambassador represents the country they're from. And so, the United States can send an ambassador to a different country, and that person, as an ambassador going to that country, is the spokesman for the country. He's a representative of the country that he represents. There's a lot to that. So, but this ambassador, as he's sent from the land of his nativity or the kingdom that he's from, he goes out and he's sent out by that king or by that kingdom, by that government. He's sent out to another nation to represent the kingdom to this other nation. And so as he goes out, he's not just somebody that's just lives any old way and just conducts whatever, and just what, you know what I'm saying? But there's a strict code of conduct. There's a strict guidelines that this man or woman, if it's a woman that's an ambassador, they have a strict guideline and a strict code of ethics and code of conduct that they operate in as they go. Because remember, as they go, as they stand there in this other country to represent where they come from, so we'll use the United States as an example. If we send, the United States sends an ambassador and they send you to another nation, then as you go to that nation, everything about you is supposed to represent the nation you're from. And so you don't just horse around, just live any old way. Everything you do is to represent the country you come from, because that's what your job is. You've been commissioned to be an ambassador for Christ, or an ambassador from the United States in this case. So there's a strict code of conduct that is to be carried out by an ambassador. And so we also find that whenever an ambassador is sent out to another country, there's great privileges they have that nobody else has. There's great privileges, and one of them is called diplomatic immunity. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. But there's great privileges that an that an ambassador, when they step into a country and they're representing the country they come from, while they're there in that country, they are not subject to the laws of that land. They have to do something extremely, really, really bad in order to for that to be broken. It's not very easily broken, but they could be in that land. And the reason for that is that while this ambassador is there, he's there on official business for the country that he come from. He's an official businessman. He's got an official reason for being there. And nothing can get in the way of that man's job.
Right.
So when he's there to represent and he's conducting himself in a manner that really represents the kingdom he's from, and he's there to carry out business, nobody can jump up in front of him. A police officer can't arrest him. Nobody can do anything to him because that would hinder the purpose that he's there. And so the way it's all worked out with all this diplomatic arrangements is that this ambassador, when he comes into this country, he has diplomatic immunity from the laws of that land. Does everybody understand that?
Right.
And I'm sure you've heard this, some of this before. So, he has great privileges. And he has a message. And when he goes to that country there, he is there to make negotiations with that country, to work out deals and arrangements between the two countries. So he's the man that's sitting there, and he's not just there on negotiations for one man to another man. If he's talking to another government official, working out a detail, whatever, it's not just one man to another. When he makes these negotiations, he's making it on behalf of the entire population of the kingdom he come from, and he's dealing with situations, and it has to do with an entire population of the country he's dealing with,
yeah.
Right? So there's a lot at stake at what this ambassador does and how he conducts himself and how he arranges things and the deals that he makes. There's a lot there. And so when he comes into a country, he has a message to share. And his message, what is it? And when he comes there, when the United States sends out an ambassador and he goes to Russia, for instance, and he comes and he steps into Russia and he's got this place there, a domain where he's protected, and as I said, he's got diplomatic immunity, but he's there on official business. And in this official business, what is his message? He's to come there to say that I represent the United States of America. This is who we are, and this is what we're all about. And we're here offering to you certain interactions with us.
Yeah.
And if you do good, if you'll interact with us on these measures, and you do good, then there's great benefits that your country can receive by interacting with us properly, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to arrange things so that we can benefit, and also you can benefit also. And so This is the message that he sends. He says, this is who we are, and this is what we represent, and this is our offer to you. We offer this condition. Maybe it has to do with trade. Maybe it has to do with military alliances or something like that. But the ambassador, he speaks on behalf of the nation, and he says, and this is what we offer, and we offer to you this and thus, as instructed from his government. And this is what we offer to you. And so what do you think about it? And so this other nation has to interact with those guidelines that this ambassador has the authority to present. And he has the authority to lay that out there. See?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to call back and ask the president, can I say this, can I say that? He's already been commissioned with the authority and with the guidelines. It's already in him. And he sits at the table there before the other government, and he expresses to them what the United States stand is on the matter.
Yep.
Right? And so he says, this is the conditions that we offer. And if you'll accept these conditions, then we'll have great interaction between us. And you'll benefit a lot. Yep. But if you don't accept this, if you don't work on these conditions, then there's probably going to be troubles.
Right? Right.
Right? There's going to be war. Right? That's the way it works. So now if the scripture says that we are ambassadors for Christ Jesus, then as we read, we're not of this world, saints. You are not of this world. You might be in it. You might have a flesh body that's made up of the dust. But the real you down inside came from heaven.
Yeah.
And so Jesus said that. He said, as the Father sent him forth, he says, now I'm sending them forth. And he's sending us forth as ambassadors for Christ Jesus. So he's sending us into a country that's really not our homeland. But we're here with a message. We're here with a purpose. We're here to express to this world what God offers.
Right.
What is God's offer? See, we're here to express to this world what he has offered to them. And we're here to tell the world that if you'll accept what this has this message that we're given, then you can have great benefit from it. But if you reject this message that the ambassador has brought, the ambassadors from heaven bring, if you reject it, then war is going to happen, right? So when he tells us that he has made us ambassadors for Christ Jesus, we bring this message to the world, we have a strict code of conduct. We're not here to represent what the world thinks about things. As we step into this world, this country that doesn't even that is not our homeland, not the land of our nativity, like Brother Branham said, I'm not even an American. I'm a Christian living in America. Right. Now, he might not have said it that way, but you know what I'm saying. He said, we're not Americans. His wife asked him that. He said, we're not Americans. We're Christians. Because I don't want the spirit that's on America to be tacked on me on the day of judgment.
Right.
I want to be a Christian on the day of judgment. So he sends us here into this world, into a place that's not the land of our nativity, and he sends us here to conduct ourselves in a certain way to represent the kingdom of heaven. So there's a strict code of conduct that everything that we do and every way we act, it is to represent properly the kingdom of heaven, not something else. Amen? Not something else. So as I step into this world to represent the kingdom of Christ, if I start representing the nation that I'm coming from, and I'm trying to negotiate and work out deals according to what they want, then who do I work for? Who am I an ambassador for? If I step out into the workplace and what people see is modern fads and modern trends coming from me, then who am I representing? But if they can look at me and they can see Christ Jesus and him crucified, then I'd say that I'm a good ambassador, and so would you. So we need to think about this every day. Every day, as Brother Rim said, we need to check up every day. Every day as we go out, as we come in and go out and the things we do, we need to ask ourselves, every action we take, every motive we have, is this representing Christ? Is this from Christ or is this just me? Something I want. So, as ambassadors of Christ in this world, we have a code of conduct. We have a certain thing that we need to act out so that it always represents the kingdom we come from. Are we still ambassadors for Christ?
Right.
We are. And so, but also as ambassadors of Christ, while we're here in this country, while we're here in this world, right? Because we come from another world. While we're here in this world, we have diplomatic immunity. Now, what does that mean? That means that the laws that govern this fallen world, they cannot put those on us. Because the country we come from, the diplomatic immunity, that's the laws that govern that, says that they cannot put the laws of this world on us because we're a diplomat. So when the devil wants to arrest you and say, you can't be here, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can show him that you're a diplomat from heaven, that you're an ambassador from heaven, and he can't arrest you. He can't put that cancer on you. He can't put those things on you that everybody else has to be subject to. We don't have to be subject to those things because we are ambassadors from heaven. Right? We are from a different country. And so we live according to that kingdom that we come from, and the diplomatic immunity, the privileges that we have here, come from heaven. It's an arrangement that's made. You know, remember in the scriptures where these guys was going to cast out devils, and they said, we adjure you by Jesus who Paul preached? And the devil said, well, you know what? Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who are you?
Right.
Now, I said that to say this, because in this world, as ambassadors for Christ, they know, the devils know, they can't put on you. They know what comes from God, and they know they can't put on you what they can put on the rest of the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're truly an ambassador for Christ, you can resist those things. And so the devils believe and tremble, as the scriptures say. So as Christians, we come here and we tell the world what God has offered, and we tell the world that there's great benefits to come from it if you can receive this. Because Jesus said, I'm sending you out, and who receives you, receives me.
Yeah.
And if they reject you, they reject me. So we're giving them the message, tell them what the benefits are, and we also have to tell them what the judgment's going to be if they don't interact with it. So the negotiations that an ambassador for Christ makes, just like any other ambassador, his negotiations, he negotiates conditions that please the Holy Spirit, pleases God, pleases the kingdom that he represents. Now, I said a while ago, we're in this world, but we're not part of it. We're not of this world. But we do interact with this world. So we come from heaven, representing a different kingdom, and we're here, and we interact with this kingdom at home, at work, at the marketplace. Everywhere you go, you're commissioned to interact with this world and represent Jesus Christ. So, when you interact with your children, you're supposed to be representing Christ. When you interact with your fellow co-workers, you're supposed to represent Christ. When you drive down the road and the speed limit says do a certain speed limit, you're supposed to represent Christ when you do that. When you buy and the person at the checkout doesn't charge you enough for a product, you're supposed to represent Christ. Right? Everything we do, we're supposed to represent Christ in this kingdom. So in our home, we're supposed to represent it. Our workplace and everywhere we go, we are to represent it. And also in yourself. Now the reason why I'm saying that is because inside of you is the kingdom of heaven. Outside of you is the world. And so you are daily, as an ambassador for Christ, you are to serve notice on this kingdom, this flesh kingdom. You're to serve notice every day what the kingdom of heaven in you wants. And you are supposed to tell this kingdom, this is what we offer, this is the way it works. And if you'll obey, if you'll be subject to this arrangement that we have, everything's going to be fine. But if you don't, there's war at hand. Understand what I'm saying? So that's in you. It's in the workplace. It's everywhere you go. We're to represent the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of heaven is also within you. And so what are we doing? We are negotiating with the flesh, not compromising. But we're taking and we're negotiating with the flesh agreements that satisfies the spirit within us, because that's the kingdom we come from. So we have to tell the flesh daily, this is the way it's going to be. This is how it's going to work. You'll either honor the kingdom that's within me, or this kingdom that's within me is going to attack you. Right? That's the way it works. Because you're going to satisfy the needs of this kingdom or else. Just like the children of Israel, when they went into the promised land and drove out inhabitants, you know, they were to destroy those inhabitants. And if they didn't destroy them, guess what? Those inhabitants became enemies later on, right? And some of those can be servants. But if you ain't careful, that which you think can be a servant to you, you become a servant to it.
That's right.
And so, you know, you need an ambassador to lay down the law and say, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be. And if it doesn't work out, you know, if you don't do it, then there's going to be war. So we need to declare war upon our own flesh sometimes, right? Every day we need to declare war on our flesh and say, you will serve and honor and be an honor to the kingdom within me. Because if you don't, then this kingdom is going to attack. You understand what I'm saying? And so, ambassadors are used especially in times of conflict. Especially in times when there's warfare going on, they use ambassadors to negotiate conditions of peace. Because God wants us to live in this world, He wants us to live in peace, but you can't compromise. He wants us to love our brothers and our sisters, and we do, and love the you know, the people that we work with and so forth. But at the same time, we cannot compromise what he has sent us for to represent. Because if you compromise with the enemy, with this other nation, he will become your enemy. He will, because he will try to make you a slave to him. And so we want to be a good diplomat, a good ambassador for Christ Jesus. But at the same time, we have to pack the message that he's given us. We're not here to compromise. We're not in this world to compromise and make pacts with the devil and just make some sort of negotiation with him. Because if he can talk you out of something just enough to let his foot get in the doorway, like I said the other day, then he will emphasize on that. Next thing you know, that becomes the total focus, what he gets his foot in the doorway with. So we don't want to give him a chance for anything at all. No, nothing whatsoever. We want to make him subject to the word. So we're not here to make pacts with the devil. We're not here to make negotiations. And we're not here as a church or as a people to say, well, you know, the world says we should dress this way and act this way. And okay, well, I know from the church standpoint we shouldn't. But I tell you what, we'll kind of come in between. We'll compromise here. And we'll satisfy both hats. No, you don't do that. We're ambassadors for Christ, and so we express to that other kingdom, no, this is the way it'll be, this is the way it has to be, because if you don't, they become your ruler.
Right?
Every nation wants to be on top and be powerful. But not every nation's got the character to be on top.
Right.
I want to ask you a question. Does Iran have the ability to be on top? Think about it. Do they have the character to be on top? Would Iran have the ability to be the top, most powerful nation of the world? No. Because the first thing they would do would wipe out Israel just like that if they could. Not every nation has the ability. So not every nation can be on top. And so when a nation goes and interacts with another, it has to be to the benefit of the country you come from, or else they become a tyrant over you. Because that's the way it works. And so I know ambassadors work out details and make negotiations of peace. But those negotiations of peace, if you ain't careful, you'll sell out the very thing that keeps you safe and protected. We see this stuff going on. But we can't do that. Now remember, there's natural type spiritual. When you look out and you see everything going on, you can spiritually look at this and say, you know what, in my spiritual walk, I don't want to do what I've seen some of our people do, what I've seen some of our government officials do. Some of the deals, the negotiations we've seen him do with the world, we don't want to do that in our spiritual walk, because the same thing would happen spiritually that's happening physically. See? When you've got a tyrant present in the world, you've got to put sanctions and you've got to put controls and squeeze upon him to keep that wickedness right there in his borders so that it doesn't propagate out and attack and spread and become. You've got to, because it's evil. So there's things in our life as a diplomat from heaven. There's things in our life that we are to give notice to our flesh or give notice to the surroundings around. This is the way it's going to be. And if you don't bow down to this, then we're going to attack you. We're going to see to it that you fall. You've got to take those things and back them into a corner and say, right there you are. You stay right there. And if you come out of that corner, you're dead. And that's what I mean. The Christian has a responsibility in our lives every day to identify those things that we know could be an enemy to us if we don't keep them back in the corner.
Right.
And that's what we should do. Identify those things and be a good ambassador and serve notice and say, this is the way it's going to be. Make sure they understand the conditions. See? And I don't mean like people, but it could be people. It could be a friendship. A friendship that you know that if you don't keep it subject to the Word of God, it's going to cause you trouble someday. Right? It could be a job offer. Brother Daniel knows that. He's had jobs where he's had to seek God, to ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to be? Because there's job. Satan will send you job offers. And you'll look at that and say, you know what? The money's going to be a lot better, but it's going to keep me out of church. What do you do with that guy? You serve notice on him. You put him back in the corner and say, you know what? You stay right there because I don't want nothing to do with you.
Right.
Because if I let you have control in my life, you're going to make me a slave. You're going to make your kingdom prosper, and mine is going to diminish.
Yeah.
And I'm going to become a slave to your kingdom and prosper your kingdom. That's the way it works. So we as Christians, even a lot of our ambassage responsibilities as an ambassador is even to our own self, to our own walk. But it's to our household, to our family, to our children, to our co-workers. See? I hear my boss, and I hope he'll hear me. He pull down this on the internet and listen to it. But I hear my boss lie all the time. Quite often, he'll lie about stuff. You know, when I think I've said this before, back when we had 22,000 square feet of space where we had for test facilities, he'd tell him it was 24,000. When it's very clear on the drawings, it's 22,000. And, you know, we might have an ability to test 1,000 horsepower. He'll say 1,600 horsepower or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I won't do that. I have to give the same tour groups. I have to show customers around and tell them what our capabilities are. I'm not going to do that, see? Because it's not right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's things in our life. You take that and stick it over in the corner and say, you know what? I'm not letting you rule me. I'm not going to lie about my, you know, work conditions or whatever. Because when you do that, you open a doorway up.
Yeah.
So we're not here to make pacts with the devil. We're not here to make things go good for the kingdom that we're going in to talk to. We're here to make it right and good for the kingdom that we represent. So that's why that no matter when I look at something, when I look at a movie, you know, and this is just natural. It just naturally happens this way, and I hope that it's this way with other everybody else that's a Christian too. When I look at a movie, this is what's going on in my mind. You can ask my children. We watch a Bible movie. They get to where they wouldn't want to watch a Bible movie probably because I'm too busy calling them out where they deviate from Scripture. And I've not seen one yet that they stayed with the Scriptures.
Right.
Because Hollywood cannot produce something that stays with Scriptures, because if it did, then they'd be of God.
Right.
And they're not of God. They have another motive. So they have to deviate from Scriptures. But my point is that it just naturally happens. As a Christian, naturally, we look at situations and say, does that represent Christ? Can Christ be glorified in this? And they're constantly going through my mind, 24/7 just about. And so when things come up before me that I have rule and control over, I usually say something about it. Doesn't mean I always have my way on it, but I usually say, you know what? I don't like this. And there's a reason why I say I don't like this. And it usually goes right back to this right here that I'm looking at and saying, no. That's contrary to the Scriptures. God won't be glorified in that. I want Him glorified in everything we do.
Yeah.
And if the people around me are not Christians, they don't understand why.
Right.
They don't understand why that I want things to be a certain way or something like that. They don't understand. And even when you tell them, sometimes they don't understand. They can't grasp it. Because they're not thinking the same way you do. But this is what a Christian does. When you have the Holy Ghost down in your heart, it affects the way you think and the way you process things and what becomes acceptable and what's not acceptable. It is not something from intellect. It comes from something in your heart down inside where the Spirit of the Lord is beating in your heart. And so that keeps us from making all kinds of agreements with the devil. I do not want to do anything that makes the kingdom of this world become stronger. We don't want to do that. That's what the whole concept is to compromise. The whole concept of false religion is to compromise Christianity and let down on something. And every time you let down on something, you strengthen the other side. And that's why you want to fight against it. So we don't want to make pacts with the devil. We want to declare the kingdom that we represent. We want to make sure we benefit the kingdom we represent. Brother Brown tells us in a message called Ephesians Parallels Joshua. He says, now, if the United States of this fair land here sent me over to Russia as an ambassador of this nation, to Russia, and then if they officially send me to Russia, and all the power that the United States has is behind me, My word is just the same as the United States if I have been recognized as an ambassador. And then if God has sent us to be his ambassadors, all the power from heaven, all the power that is in heaven and all that God is and all the angels and all his power stands behind our word if we're correctly ordained and sent messengers to his people, to the people. God has to honor the word, for he has solemnly written that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. No such great promises he has given the church. So remember what I said earlier, that if the word says it, that settles it. So Brother Graham's telling us here that if God sends us as ambassadors into this world, which he has, he said all the kingdom of heaven stands behind us. All the power of the nation, everything, all of heaven, everything, all the power of God, all the angels, everything has to back up that word, because the ambassador usually is giving forth the word that comes from the authority of the land he comes from. So Brother Ben says, all the kingdom, all heaven is behind us when we as ambassadors for Christ go forth. So we're not here to make pacts with the devil. We're here to take and represent. And that power and authority will back us up. That's why I said when you step into that land to be an ambassador, they can't touch you. They can't touch you as a Christian. Satan cannot bind you down. I know he tries to. You know what I'm saying? If you get an ambassador and he gets arrested, all he's got to do is wait till back and find out back home and there's a phone call's made.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So Satan might try to tell you you got to be subject to him. He might make you sick or something like that, but he cannot hold you there.
Right.
He cannot hold you with that pain in your side or that pain in your feet that I used to have so much. He can't do that. He can't hold you. Because you will have diplomatic immunity. By his stripes I am healed. So Satan can't do that.
Yeah.
So you as a diplomat, an ambassador from heaven, you've got to realize who you are. That while you're here, you conduct business for the kingdom that you're from. But you also realize that because I am not from here, I come from heaven, says the word. That I don't have to be subject to what everybody else here has to be subject to. And I'm not talking about going out in the laws of the land. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But what Satan wants to put up on you, Christ has set you free. Your job and your purpose here has set you free from those things. They can't put that on you and make it stick.
Amen.
Okay? There is a way that it can stick. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But he can't put those things on you and make it stick. So the ambassador is sent forth to express these things. And you know, you find out in lots of conflicts, if you pay attention to the news and stuff like that, you know, there's some kind of thing going on, and they'll send ambassadors and they'll talk and try to work out a detail, a piece of something like that. And this happened just recently with the United States, but you know, if they get in there and are discussing and they don't agree with things like that, they can have contention so great that they break off diplomatic negotiations. And usually when those diplomatic negotiations stop, the very next thing is war. Right?
Right?
The very next thing is war. Listen to all the people around me who don't understand me. I'm telling you what Christ Jesus offers to you, eternal life, if you'll allow his kingdom to prosper in your life. But I'm also telling you that if you resist that, you reject that, judgment will fall upon you because you resist it. That's why I'm telling that to everybody. I tell that to my family. I tell it to my coworkers. I'll tell it to you, even though I know you already know that and you're not my enemy or nothing like that. But you understand what I'm saying. I have to express that, right? I have to sit here and I have to tell it and I have to say it. And don't ask me not to tell you tomorrow or next week, because that's my job. I'm here to be a representative of heaven. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
And if people around me, if my co-workers gets to such a place where they just can't listen to what I have to say. They break off total, complete diplomatic negotiations. Where are they headed? What's going to happen to them? It's not me. I didn't write this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But if they totally reject the one who that sent me by rejecting me, if I'm expressing him, they reject me. They reject him. Then the consequences are what he said it's going to be, not me.
Right.
So you understand, that's the way it works. So it's not good when diplomatic relations are broken off, because that usually means it's going to come to war, and it's not going to be pretty. It's better whenever negotiations can be made. But you realize that you can't negotiate with the devil, because he's got one thing on his mind, and the only thing he wants is a deal that's going to take you down. Right? So you realize, depending on who you're dealing with and what's going on, sometimes it's flat out the devil and you just have to go to war with it. Sometimes it's not the devil. Sometimes it's just your brother or sister who's a little bit confused. You see what I mean? Sometimes it's just your brother or sister that's a little bit confused. Maybe they got something Satan's perpetrated in their life and they're having a hard time getting over it. Right? Because remember, it's not your brother or your sister that's your enemy. It's the devil. It's the devil who's your enemy. So we always want to, you know, I've seen it. What? You resist me? I've seen people in the message. And some preacher would share to another preacher a certain doctrine or certain thing like that. And that other brother could just simply, maybe it's something true. That other brother just couldn't see it. Well, this fellow that tried to present it, he'd go away and say, he's toast. He rejected the word. There's no hope for him. That's the kind of idea. And I'm saying all that to say this. We always want to resort to diplomatic negotiations. Always resort to grace. Always do as much as you can to express the benefits of accepting the kingdom of heaven. And if they close the door on it, do everything you can to keep that door from closing. But if they go ahead and close it anyway, know assuredly that that's something they'll have to deal with, because God will not be mocked. So we want to always just be good ambassadors to negotiate and try to express grace and mercy to this generation. So in this hour where everything's all messed up and confused, I would say that this is being a time where if we're going to be ambassadors for Christ, we better be good ones. We better do it now, right, to express. So I said a little while ago about the ambassadors have diplomatic immunity. And that diplomatic immunity, it ensures their safe passage in that country they go to. It ensures safe passage so they can do what they're called to do. And that says that as we are here in this world, that God gives us safe passage. He makes us, because Satan will stop you dead in your tracks if God let him. Right? So God gives you protection. He gives you diplomatic immunity. He makes it such that that you can do your job here as an ambassador from heaven. You can do it because the law of God says you can. Satan cannot stop you. He cannot shut you up from expressing Christ Jesus to this generation. There's nothing he can do to stop it. Right? You just keep right on as a believer. You keep right on expressing Jesus Christ. So it ensures that he has a safe passage to do what he's been called to do. This diplomatic immunity usually covers the territory. You know, the ambassador to a nation, he is the authority over the embassy. So when you have a U.S. embassy in Russia, probably Moscow, the ambassador of the United States to Russia is the authority over that embassy in Russia. You understand? So he has a territory that he's over. He's been given a territory. He's an ambassador to the whole nation. But he's got a territory, and this diplomatic immunity that he enjoys the blessings of is not just for him, but it also covers his territory. It covers his staff members that work for him. And I'll say it this way, it covers your family.
Yeah.
Right? And it even covers his vehicle. Now, what vehicle do we have as Christians? We move about. We go from place to place, right? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel So your pathway is even protected. Your ability to move about is protected. The domain that God has given you is your domain. Satan cannot perpetrate anything inside that domain if you're an ambassador from heaven. And so, it covers their territory, their staff, the vehicle. Covers their household. There's something about, we call it the Joseph, I do, call it the Joseph factor or whatever. You know, a believer goes into place, Brother Daniel sees it in his life, he goes into the place and he's just blessed. And they know he is, you know. And this is what happens to believers because they have the hand of God working on their behalf. And so, you know, you walk into the place of business and you might start out just as a new worker and they don't, you know, you probably don't know what you're doing. But before it's over with, God makes room for you. A man's gift makes room for him. So God makes room for you in the workplace, and before you know it, you're a leader and everybody's looking to you. Even if you're not physically a supervisor or something like that, the people are looking to you because they see the success factor in your life. And it's all because God has blessed you to be where you're at. So he has blessed your territory. And your territory is not just your home, but when you walk into the place of business, just consider there's a certain perimeter around you that is blessed. And if while you're working, there are people around you, they just find themselves inside that circle like that. Next thing you know, they recognize that blessing. They see it. They experience that there's something there. You understand what I'm saying? Why? It's this protection and this diplomatic immunity that they can feel, and it kind of rubs off on them sometimes.
Right.
What? It's part of God making them recognize that you're truly the ambassador from heaven.
Yeah.
So, it's not a good thing when an ambassador is rejected. That's why the other day, whenever that ambassador from Russia inside Turkey was gunned down, that's why that was such a serious matter. And the president of Turkey quickly got on the phone to the president in to Putin in Russia. I would too. If their ambassador was sitting here and was gunned down in front of a bunch of people, I'd get on the phone real quick too, because I wouldn't want the wrath of that nation coming down upon my people thinking we were guilty or something. See what I'm saying? So it's not a trivial thing when someone rejects and breaks off diplomatic ties or persecutes an ambassador from heaven. It's not a light thing. Don't be found persecuting or attacking or resisting an ambassador for heaven. Because remember, it's not him you're resisting, it's the kingdom that sent him.
Right.
So when people reject and make fun of the gospel that you want to share, they're actually making fun of the Lord himself.
That's right.
And the judgment comes from him. We're not judges, right? The Lord says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. It's not my job to bring judgment. It's my job just to express the negotiations. Express what the diplomatic procedure and process is. And if someone can't handle that, then they are stepping it up to dealing with the power that it comes from. And so we have a territory around us, and we have people, our family, our staff, all that should enjoy the blessings of those things that is given to us. So I said a while ago, see, no, they can't do anything about it, right? They can't. The world can't do nothing about it. You are here as an ambassador from heaven, and when an ambassador goes to another country, he's not subject to their laws. He has that diplomatic immunity. And the interesting thing about this is true. A diplomat, when he goes, or an ambassador for the United States or whatever country it is, when he goes to another country, and he has diplomatic immunity in that country, that man himself cannot even reverse diplomatic immunity. The blessing that he has in that nation, that nation's laws do not apply to him, he can't even revoke that. Unless he does one thing. That's it. Unless he defects from the country that he come from. And if he defects from that country, then that diplomatic immunity is dropped and he no longer has it. Now what does that mean? For us as Christians, as we come here, right? They can't touch us. These laws that Satan wants to bind us down with, we do not have to be subject to those things. We can depend on the word from heaven that says that we're not subject to those things. And so we aren't subject to those things, and nobody can make us subject to those things, and even we can't make ourselves subject to those things unless we defect from Christianity. So you know what? You might be laying flat on your back somewhere and thinking, what have I done, or whatever, but as long as you still have this testimony, I'm still an ambassador for Christ. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm here. This is not my homeland. I come from heaven. I'm here. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I can't even hardly lift my hand up, but I'm an ambassador for Christ. As long as you make that confession, you still have diplomatic immunity, and them laws cannot hold on you. You can be set free from those things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. An ambassador usually carries something called a letter of credence. He usually carries a letter that explains and declares his credibility, declares his purpose, right? You know, and a letter is something you read, right? And Paul said, you are written epistles, known and read of all men. Your life will express the credence. That's your letter of credibility. How you live. Not how you say it, but how you live it. That's how the devils know. When somebody walks up to you and says, hey, what are you doing here? You can't be here. You pull out that letter and say, well, here's my letter of credence. This declares me to be an ambassador. And this is my purpose for being here. And I have diplomatic immunity. This shows you can't touch me. And I have a reason to be here. And you can't make me leave. I'm going to carry out what the job is I'm sent to do. Right? And that's a letter. And you take it out. And so, what am I saying? They would read that letter and go, wow, we can't touch this guy. Your life is that letter. When you live it right, Satan looks at it and says, you know what? Satan will not look at you and say, well, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but we don't know who you are. Right? If you've got the letter of credence, Satan will have to say, I know Jesus, I know Paul, and I know this guy too. Right? Because that's the letter of credence. What is it? Well, it's the Holy Ghost living through you.
Okay.
Amen? The Holy Ghost living through the power of the Word that's present in front of people. They recognize it. You believe it?
Amen.
Now, said all that, how many ambassadors do we have for Christ? Amen? We're still ambassadors. Now, I said all that. I know that's not some glorious run all over the bounce off the walls. But as I have said, in my ministries like this, if the word says it, that settles it. Okay? And so I've said all this to tell you, you're ambassadors. You have privileges. Satan can't put these things on you.
Right.
You're here for a purpose. This is not your home. You come representing another nation. Now, go forth out them doors after service and live that way. Believe that and expect it. And when Satan jumps up in front of you and tries to tell you, stop, you show him who you are. You let him know, I am an ambassador from heaven, and you can't stop me. That's what Brother Ram would do. He'd step off of an airplane, put his feet on the ground, and he'd say, I claim every person that you sent me here for in the name of Jesus Christ. Right? That's what he would do. He'd claim them. When we come into service, we should say that. Lord, I claim that every one of these people that's in this room right now before service, I claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're not going to keep them from hearing the word this morning. You're not going to keep their mind going off somewhere else. They're going to catch what the Holy Spirit is saying this morning. All right? You've got to do warfare. You've got to serve this world. You've got to serve it on yourself first. You've got to serve it on your household, on your workplace. You've got to tell them what the condition of ambassadors are. You've got to tell them what this kingdom's about and what the consequences are. But you've got to show them that authority that you have in your life. And you don't do that by compromise. They have to look at you. You know, when that diplomatic car comes down the street, they know that's a different car. When that man gets out and walks into a place, they know it's a different man. Right? This is the way it should be. People should look at you and know. And I've seen it. I had a guy come and working with me before I came supervisor. And for the first week, filth and everything in the world come out of his mouth. And just one day, I just said one little thing, and that stopped it. And he was about like this. Great big guy. Now, once in a while, he'd let some word slip or whatever. But I mean, it was every other word. And I just let him know where I stood. And he stopped that. And to this day, he has respect for me. But you know, that's what I'm saying. You've got to live it. You've got to put it out there. You've got to let it be known. But you're out here to do warfare. You're out here to serve these conditions. And you are to make it clear that the kingdom of heaven is going to prosper in your life and not something else. That's our job as ambassadors from heaven. To go out and take this message to the world and tell them that you have been reconciled to Christ Jesus if you'll accept it. And you know what? Every time I say that and every time I think that, this other thought comes up in my mind. There's been so much perversion to the gospel that when you walk out there and you say to someone, did you know that Jesus died for your sins, that you can actually, they've already got an idea of what they think that means. So there has to be something that we live in such a way that separates us from the rest. There's got to be something that they can look at and say, you know, I've heard people all my life say this, say that, and I thought I knew what Christianity was, but this guy is different. You know what they did with Jesus? Think about it. He speaks with authority, not as the Pharisees and Sadducees. He speaks like somebody that knows what he's talking about, that believes it, that lives it, that has experienced it, that has tasted of the Lord himself, and knows that the Lord is good, and now he's trying to tell others about it. He's got conviction in his voice. He's got a purpose in his steps. That's the difference. And that's who we are to be in this generation. Because this is a crooked and perverse generation as there ever was one. But that's who we are. We are to be, and I firmly believe this with all my heart, that God empowers us as believers of this message to live a place that the rest can't even come. Because remember, that eagle can fly higher. Not just go up higher in Revelation and see further, but he's, you see what I'm saying? He's built to go places in the Word and in a life that everybody else can't go. They can't follow him. But if he can do that, he ought to surely be able to come down and tell others what he sees when he's up there. And he ought to be able to express that and show and demonstrate that he can fly higher. He should be able to do that. And so I believe with all my heart that God has that for us, that we definitely, and to me as a believer, that's what we should do every day, is we should expect higher, higher, higher in our life. More of God, greater blessing of God around us, to the people around us, to get touch lives more, to for people to see. I know sometimes you go for a week and you think nothing, that nobody has seen or heard nothing, but I'm going to tell you something, people are watching. And there are people that see things when you don't think they do. And it will make a difference. So, we want to be good ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Amen. Have a purpose of being here. And it's not to compromise with the devil. And when Jesus said, all that live godly in Christ, or when Paul said, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, there's a reason why that's in there. The reason why it's in there. Because to live godly in this present world obviously brings resistance, brings persecution. And I would say that a lot of us, in a lot of ways, a lot of times we find in our lives that we are too soft, that we don't declare it as clearly as we need to declare it. Do it with love, but do it with firmness. Right? And let the world know you're not compromising. You're not going to go and give in to something else, because we're living too late of an hour. We certainly don't want to do that. Amen. Let's let the musicians come as we bow our hearts to the Lord. Everybody with their head bowed and say, Brother Tony, I believe that we are ambassadors for Christ. But I don't feel like I've been the best one in the world. If you'd like to just say, Lord, I pray that you help me today go forth and be better ambassador to the kingdom of heaven. You can just lift your hand to him. He will see it. And I believe he has it for us as we pray. Lord Jesus, as we come to the end of this service this morning, just looking into your word and seeing the things that you declaring that that settles it, Lord, I just pray that our people, Lord, today just look at those words and look upon them and just lay hold upon them and pull them into their hearts and say that settles it. Lord, to believe you, trust, and know that the time is coming where these things will manifest in their fullness. Lord, between now and that time, we just walk in them by faith, knowing that then when that hour and that time comes to manifest, Lord, it's in your hands and you'll take care of it. We ask, God, that you help each one as they go from this place today, Lord, to be better Christians, better representatives of heaven. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tim, we'll get a song.